The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission now presents Jadco and You.
Recently, we introduced you to the substances prohibited at all times on the World Anti-Doping Agency WADA's prohibited list. In this edition of Jadco and You, we will focus on the methods that are prohibited at all times and the substances that are prohibited during competition and in particular sporting disciplines. There are three classes of methods prohibited at all times. 1. Manipulation of blood and blood components. 2. Chemical and physical manipulation. And 3. Gene doping. Persons may not readily see the health risks associated with these methods, but when athletes seek to modify their biological makeup, this can be dangerous. President of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, Dr. Alfred Dawes, helps shed some more light on this issue.
What you have done by increasing the number of cells in the bloodstream is basically affect the liquidity of the blood and how it flows. This makes you prone to clots, and these clots can form in the veins and lead up to the heart, to the lungs, and you may have a pulmonary embolism, which is a clot in the lung that can lead to death. Withdrawing and reintroducing blood or taking blood from somebody else and introducing it into your bloodstream can lead to problems with infection. You can catch serious diseases such as HIV or hepatitis.
Dr. Dawes also warns that gene doping interferes with normal functions and may result in situations where genes are switched on and cannot be switched off. This may cause disruptions to the entire genetic makeup of the body's cells and may lead to cancer in the long term. The substances prohibited in competition include stimulants such as adrenaline, cocaine, and pseudoephedrine, narcotics, for example morphine and oxycodone, cannabinoids such as marijuana, and glucocorticoids including prednisolone.
Because stimulants stimulate your brain and your nervous system. If you take too much, you end up being anxious, jittery. You may have tremors, trembling. You may have palpitations in your heart, as well as high blood pressure. We generally use narcotics as pain medication because they're depressants. They can actually depress the centers in your brain that lead to breathing. So you may have breathing disturbances and actually respiratory arrest or a cessation of breathing completely. It may also affect your heart and it affects your gastrointestinal system and it may lead to constipation. Cannabinoids are found in cannabis or ganja. If you're taking a lot of cannabinoids, smoking a lot of marijuana, etc., then what happens is that it may lead to depression. It may lead to loss of interest in regular activities and lack of motivation and drive. And if you're smoking, then you can have some effects of smoking on the lungs.
Regarding substances considered as glucocorticoids, there are some special conditions associated with their use.
Glucocorticoids can be used to treat joint inflammation, injuries involving your tendons, can be used to treat asthma and certain skin conditions. And as such, those indications would be covered by a therapeutic use exemption.
Athletes engaged in particular sporting disciplines are also prohibited from using two classes of substances in competition. In aeronautics, archery, and motorsports, for example, the use of alcohol is banned.
It dulls your reflexes, it makes you drowsy, and your reaction time is less. If you are doing aeronautics or driving in particular, these effects would be very dangerous for not only you, but the other participants and the fans.
The next class of substances are beta blockers, and they are banned for athletes participating in archery, underwater sports, golf, and others.
As beta blockers affect your cardiovascular system, it may decrease your heart rate to a point where not enough blood is being pumped out and your blood pressure as well would fall and you may end up with a heart attack or a stroke or you may, in lesser instances, end up in a coma.
President of the Jamaica Medical Doctors Association, Dr. Alfred Dawes. To reach out and touch the sky. For more information on the health consequences of doping, contact JADCO's offices at 529 South Odeon Avenue, Kingston 10, telephone 929-3500, or log on to jadco.gov.jm. This has been JADCO and You. Till next time, remember, you don't need dope to cope.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.